Have you ever felt nostalgic for a time you didn't live through? I have, but luckily, there's something to stream for that. Hello, this is Christine Burright, graduate of the UNO MFA in Screenwriting Program, filmmaker, and aspiring TV writer for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today. I adore the 1970s. The clothes, timeless. The cars, classic. The music, epic. Full disclosure, I missed the 70s by a few years. I won't say exactly how many, but enough to put my teenage years squarely in the 1990s retro reboot of the 70s. And no, the 70s by way of the 90s wasn't necessarily authentic, but it was enough of a taste to permanently cement 70s pop culture, in my mind, as the epitome of style. If you, like me, are in love with the 1970s, or you're at least fond enough of the decade to take a TV trip down memory lane, here is my best of list for streamable 70s era reimagined coming-of-age films. Almost Famous. Available on Peacock, this 2000 film, written and directed by Cameron Crowe, is a semi-autobiographical take on his experiences as a teenage journalist writing for Rolling Stone in the early 1970s. The film follows child prodigy and burgeoning journalist William, who skips out on high school to tour with the fictional rock band Stillwater. Almost Famous didn't perform well in theaters, but went on to be nominated for 4 Academy Awards and eventually became a cult classic coming-of-age film that launched careers and a new 70s style icon named Penny Lane. Dazed and Confused. Available on Netflix, Dazed and Confused is another coming-of-age tale that launched careers and a catchphrase, all right, all right, all right. Released in 1993 and set in 1976, the film follows a group of teens in Austin, Texas, as they celebrate the last day of school. The film is a surprisingly affectionate look at American teendom and the angst, rebellion, and expectation that comes with growing up. No surprise, really, considering it's written and directed by the incredible Richard Linklater. Licorice Pizza. Available on Amazon Prime, Licorice Pizza follows characters Alana and Gary as their oddly matched friendship deepens as they discover themselves and experience the highs and lows of life in LA's San Fernando Valley. Writer and director Paul Thomas Anderson based the film's characters off real-life people, and some of his own experiences are reflected in the film. But the film as a whole is a work of fiction. What results is a nostalgic and realistic look at Southern California life in 1973. Yes, the 1970s coming-of-age film is a very specific genre I created for my own interests, but that doesn't mean you can't take a trip down memory lane with me. This has been Christine Burright for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today.